Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the fifth Aliyah in Parsha's Son Vayelech. That's Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Zayin. And the Pasuk tells us Vayikra Moshe LeYeshua, and Moshe called to Yeshua. But Yomer Elav, and he said to him, La'ene Kol Yisrael, in front of the eyes of all Yisrael, Chazak Ve'matz, be strong and courageous. Ki Ato Tovayas Amazeh, because you're going to come with this people, El Arz Asher Nishba Hashem LaVaysom LaSis Lohem, to the land that Hashem swore to their forefathers to give to them, Ve'ato Tanchilano Yisom, and you're going to help them possess it. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin. Ki Ato Tovayas Amazeh, Are At Teil Im Amahodein, you're going to go up with his nation. Moshe Amar LeYeshua. Moshe said to Yeshua, Zekenim Shabador Yua Imcha, the elders of the nation, they're going to be with you. Hakol Fi Datan Veitzason, everything is going to be based off of their knowledge and their advice. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu Amar LeYeshua, but Hashem told Yeshua, Ki Ata Tavi Es Bnei Yisrael La'aretz Asher Nishbati Lohem Tavi Al Karchem. You're going to bring them against their will. Hakol Tavi Bcha, everything is dependent on you. Tel Makel V'Hachal Kadon, take a stick and hit them on their heads. Dabarach Ladar V'Loshin Edabar Ladar. We're only going to have one spokesperson for the nation and not multiple people that are going to be speaking for the nation. Back to Chumash Pasuk. Hashem is going to go before you. He's going to be with you. He's not going to cause you weakening or abandon you. Do not be afraid and do not break down. Moshe wrote down this Torah, and he gave it to the Kehanim, the sons of Levi. They carry the Aron Bris Hashem, and to all the elders of Israel. And Moshe commanded them, saying, at the end of 7 years, at the time of the Shemitah year, let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod. This is referring to the first year of the Shemitah cycle. Shishana Hashminis, this is the eighth year of the previous Shemitah cycle. So Vlamakare Sa Shnasa Shemitah, why is it called the Shnasa Shemitah, the Shemitah year, if it's really the year after the Shemitah year? Sha'adain Shvi is Nohegazba, because there are still certain things that are Noheg, certain halachas of Shemitah that we have to keep to even in this eighth year, because there's Shvias, Hayetzel Mitzvah Shvias, different produce which is harvested in the eighth year, but it's really seventh year produce, so you still have to treat it as Shemitah produce. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Aleph, what is supposed to be done at this time? Bavai Kol Yisrael, when all of Kla Yisrael come, Leroy says, to be seen by Hashem your God, in the place which He chooses, you should read this Torah in front of all Yisrael in their ears. Hakel Sa'am, gather the nation. This is actually referred to as the mitzvah of Hakel from this word Hakel in the Pasuk. Men, women, and children. And the gerim in your cities. So that they can hear and learn. And fear Hashem your God. And observe to perform as called all the words of this Torah. Let's just see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud Beis, Ha'anashim Lilmai, the men come to learn, Ha'anashim Lishmaya, and the women come to hear, V'hataf Lamabayim, why is it that the children come? They're not coming to learn or to hear. So Rashi tells us, Lasei Sachil Miveim, in order to give reward to those that bring them. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Gimel, Uvneim Asher Loyadu, and your sons that do not know, Yishmu V'lamdu, they should hear and learn, L'yiras Hashem Lekechem, to fear Hashem your God, Kol Hayamim, all the days Asher Atem Chayim Ha'adama, that you will live on this land, Asher Atem Ivrim Esayardin, Sham L'rishta, that you are crossing over the Jordan to go there to possess it. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the sixth Aliyah, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.